Introduction. What does the Bible teach about the protection of an unborn child? Is there scientific evidence that the unborn child is a distinct person? What about abortion in the case of rape or to save the life of the mother? Is it wrong to put to death a person in great pain who has no hope of recovery? How can we know when to stop medical treatment near the end of someone's life? Should the law allow doctors to perform euthanasia when a patient requests it? This book examines the Bible's teachings on two subjects, abortion and euthanasia, that in many ways are subcategories of the same topic, the protection of human life, both at the beginning of life in the mother's womb and at the end of life in a hospital bed. In the Ten Commandments, we read this: "You shall not murder," Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. But this commandment is not confined to the Old Testament. It is repeated several times in the New Testament. See Romans chapter 1, verse 29, chapter 13, verse 9, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, James chapter 2, verse 11, chapter 4, verse 2, 1 John chapter 3, verse 12, and 15, Revelation chapter 9, verse 21, chapter 16, verse 6, chapter 18, verse 24, chapter 21, verse 8, chapter 22, verse 15. See also Jesus' teaching in Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 26, chapter 15, verse 19, chapter 19, verse 18. The New Testament authors frequently affirm the continuing moral validity of the commandment, "You shall not murder." God is the creator and sustainer of human life, and human beings are the pinnacle of His creation, for only human beings are said to be created in the image of God. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. Therefore, God absolutely forbids human beings to murder one another. Part 1. Abortion. Abortion is one of the most controversial topics in society today. Differing views about this topic are related to deeply felt personal convictions about privacy, human sexual behavior, pregnancy, parenthood, and human life itself. In this section, I will attempt to give an accurate summary of biblical teachings related to abortion and also to represent fairly the arguments of people who disagree with my position. I will use the term abortion to mean any action that intentionally causes the death and removal from the womb of an unborn child. A. Biblical evidence for the personhood of an unborn child. By far, the most powerful argument against abortion is the consideration that the unborn child is a unique person. Several passages in the Bible indicate that an unborn child should be thought of and protected as a person from the moment of conception. 1. Luke chapter 1, verses 41 through 44. Before the birth of John the Baptist, when his mother Elizabeth was in about her sixth month of pregnancy, she was visited by her relative Mary, who was to become the mother of Jesus. Luke reports, "And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, 'Behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy.'" Luke chapter 1, verses 41 through 44. Under the influence of the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth called the unborn child in the sixth month of pregnancy a baby, Greek brephos, baby, infant. This is the same Greek word that is used for a child after it is born, as when Jesus is called a baby, brephos, lying in a manger. Luke chapter 2, verse 16. See also Luke chapter 18, verse 15, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Elizabeth also said that the baby leaped for joy